This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. I have in front of me something that was posted on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, that reads as follows, ladies. Confused? I became confused when I heard the word service. Service used with these agencies. Internal Revenue Service. U.S. Postal Service, Cable TV Service, Civil Service, Government Public Service, Customer Service. This is not what I thought service meant. There were a couple of farmers. This fellow posted the conversation between two farmers talking. One of them said he bought a bull to service his cows, and then immediately it became clear to me. Now I understand what all those agencies are really doing to us. Get it?
I get it. Wow.
Okay, you can see that if you'd like. Shall I post it over at the DJ?
You need to see that again.
All right, so speaking of the IRS and service, apparently most Americans are not going to get stimulus money until they file their taxes. Was that the case last year with the $1,200 payment?
Wasn't
yes,
it?
No. I heard
no.
yes
I
from
I
one
remember,
and no from the
I
other.
I remembered. Well, I guess because, no, you know what, you're right, because the tax deadline was delayed into the summer. So, no, I don't think so. And this is the, it's sort of the opposite. Most Americans have received or will receive their payment. It's the smaller, 68% of the payments have gone out so far for the $600 direct deposit or a check in the mail. It's the other percentage, it's the rest of the people. It might end up being about 20 million people who will not get it. And the IRS has been, which is kind of funny with the service part, they have not done any service and not done any customer service because this is a very confusing thing. They're urging people to go to the Get My Payment tool, which we actually mentioned earlier this week on the show. So you go onto the IRS.gov site and you check the status of your stimulus payment. If you have payment status number 2 not available, then that means the person will not be receiving a payment via check or direct deposit. What that means is you have to file your 2020 tax return before you can get the $600, which is so ridiculous because filing taxes can be expensive.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, like filing taxes can be $50 up to $500 just to file your own taxes just to get this $600 back. So a lot of people on social media have been very vocal about this, and this is something I have no idea why the IRS is doing it this way. They're really forcing people to file their taxes essentially immediately. That's the only way that you can work around this and get your stimulus. So I don't know why some people are exempt. But the other thing is, why are 68% of the people in the country, why are they exempt from having to file their taxes early? I don't know.
Is there any rhyme or reason to any of this stuff?
No.
Jay, are you following this on other social media when we put the platform? By the way, I just posted on DJV show the Facebook account, facebook.com/DJV show. I just posted story about service. If you'd like to read that, you can go to DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show. So what other social media?
I think we should post this because this is probably more helpful.
Yeah.
Well, this is the information people actually need.
Post this.
But I don't understand how people are supposed to do their 2020 tax return yet. I mean, I did check, and I do have my stimulus in the mail. It's coming, but I don't have my W-2s or anything file for 2020 taxes yet.
No, you don't get that till the end of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, sorry, end of January.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know how people are supposed to wait to get all of that
just,
and then file.
People are getting screwed here. So,
can we explain how to find out if you're getting your... Where do people go to get the information about whether they're getting the $600 or not?
IRS.gov.
Yeah, and then what happens?
I'm going there right now. There it is. So right on the homepage, there's the second thing, the second button, get your refund status. So you click on that, you type in the info that it needs, and then you hit check my refund status, and it will let you know. If you get that payment status, if you get that message that says payment status number two, it has a hashtag number two, not available, then that means you need to file your taxes before you can get your stimulus. We don't even know. And the other thing is, we were talking to our accountant earlier this week. We still don't really know if we have to claim last year's stimulus checks as income. No one has provided guidance on that yet. So some people are, and some people are not going to claim it. Does anyone else have any
income
info on that?
But, look, I say pay less taxes, but it is income. So I'd imagine that they have a right to ask you to be taxed on it.
What the hell? What is the point, though?
But the guidance hasn't come out, though, yet on it. That's what I'm saying.
So you click on view your balance and payment activity. Is that what you're...
No.
Is that what people click on?
No. I just told you. IRS.gov, and it's right
there.
That's
where I am.
Get your refund status. Did you click on that?
No, I don't even see that here.
It's right there. It's at the top of the page.
I'm telling you. I just went into IRS.gov, and that's not what showed up. I'll do
it again. What showed up? Because I know your computer works differently than everyone else's, so what showed up?
Thank you. All right. Get my economic impact payment. Get your
right underneath
taxes.
That. Right underneath
get your
that.
Refund status.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm not getting it. I'm not
click
getting this isn't a refund.
It.
This is not a refund. The $600 is not a refund.
Right. Okay. Right underneath that, you can also, it tells you, check my refund status, and you can also get your stimulus status.
But no, let's just because... Let's take this as another example.
I don't work
of the
for the
government.
IRS. I want to take
no,
myself out
that.
Of this now.
But it just it goes back to what I was just talking about, service.
They suck.
And we're having, I mean, for God's sakes, make it easy.
Right.
What a bunch
right.
of idiots.
Right.
There's nothing on that page that would bring you to something that says over, get coronavirus tax relief. This is not tax. This is a stipend.
That's probably a small business thing, right? Yeah.
Whatever the hell it is. You know, this is another example of these idiots. How do these people keep their job? How do they get their jobs? Do they have to pass an incompetence test in order to get these jobs? There's nothing easy.
I don't know. Who runs
seriously?
The IRS? I'm with
who
you.
Who the hell knows at this point?
Who runs
the government?
It? Well,
the government
right,
runs
but I mean,
it.
The IRS runs itself. The
who
IRS
in it?
Is, but like,
yeah,
is it an appointed position or?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was definitely.
Yeah. But, like, every 4 years it changes, or every 8 years it changes? Whenever, whenever
the administration
leaves and they
changes.
Someone new.
Yeah. Don't you remember when the Nixon administration was playing dirty tricks on people that used the IRS go after his enemies? And that was,
remember, that was the whole reason I was telling you guys that congressman, my friend, that went to jail because he was calling out Lois Lerner, because Lois Lerner was going after faith-based institutions. Remember a few years ago?
Yeah,
that was why
right.
he got thrown in prison for
yeah.
challenging her.
Yeah. All right. There are some people who are now very loudly requesting that the president hit the road. We'll talk about that. The National Association of Manufacturers have taken a stand here, and it's a pretty interesting point of view that we'll have up next year on the DJV program. Don't forget about the other things that are going on the radio that you can listen to or in podcast form. Jay and I were just talking about a couple of different things that people will want to know about. The most recent American Family Farmer podcast, for example, that I do every week, is a focus on where the cream comes from in Bailey's Irish Cream. If you drink it, if you like it, you've heard about it, and you wondered, well, is it really cream? Yes. And we have the farmer on the program that runs Bailey's Farm in Ireland, and for the past 45 years, he and his family have been milking 180 cows, and that cream from the cows goes to Bailey's Irish Cream. Kind of a good story. It's kind
of
cute.
It is delicious.
Yep, very, very good. So you can check that out at the most recent American Family Farmer Show podcast. It is at American Family Farmer Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1-9-21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
All right, so I'm really disgusted. While we were listening to these last few fine commercials, I'm going to the IRS site just to be you. I want to see what goes on, what you go through. And the ladies, they're all chuckling because I'm going through one frustrating, idiotic post after another. And we've all agreed that the IRS doesn't want to make it easy for you to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you have been required to put this information in, your Social Security number, your date of birth, all that stuff. Jennifer just said in a sort of offhanded way, well, now, congratulations, the Chinese will know all the information there is to know about you.
Yeah, and you know what? Put your Social Security in, and we know you clickbait everything, so.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So I've just.
China's favorite guy is Doug Steffen.
They're on the line to QVC right now ordering up some stretchy pants.
But you understand, oh my God. All right, so I promised we'd talk a little bit about the National Association of Manufacturers. 14,000 members have said to Mike Pence, get the president out of office. So what is this? Is this
there's no basis for that, though. Everybody was all hashtag 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment does not apply to if you don't like how he handles something, how you handle a crisis. That's mentally incompetent. And so, like, the 25th Amendment, people really need to just calm down with that.
We need to calm down with all of this stuff. He'll be gone in a week or, 13 days or whatever it is. And then that's, he won't be forgotten, and he won't want you to forget him because he'll keep up with his foolishness. But it's time we ignore it and move on to something more positive and more productive. 21 after the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. So we got a lot of action here. Various notifications, both Twitter at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show, including people who like my post, my definition of service. It's not mine, but we've repeated that. So we'll get to some of your reactions right after this.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with co-pays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
All right, so Jay Kirshner, in charge of social media, you're looking at the same stuff I am. I see Nick Jenkins likes my post, and there are lots of different comments. You want to go through some of them that are there? Again, I think I'm more likely to connect with Facebook users. Maybe that's an age thing, more than Twitter. You can do both Twitter and Facebook, but I'm not much on Twitter. So you want to start there? Go where you want to go. Yeah. Do what you want to do.
We'll do it all. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, it's all the same handle, DJV Show. And one of the big topics everyone's talking about this week, you know, the storming of Capitol Hill, and we really wanted to know your thoughts on this. Lyle Hicks tweeted, "Time to unite. I think Trump supporters were infiltrated by Antifa, which caused the most trouble. Unfortunately, the president didn't step forward soon enough to stop things. He didn't lead when it was needed most." And Marty Kane says, "Protesting is acceptable. Rioting is not, but they always seem to go hand in hand. This is a sad time for America." And Sean Watson also writes, "While Congress is on Capitol Hill committing treason, surrounded by military who is, quote unquote, helping them, by Pence's orders, Trump is in Texas just watching."
Huh? What? We're committing, Congress is committing treason? Is that what he said?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, what page? How do we stretch to that point? Committing treason by what?
People think certifying. That the election is illegal, and so there are a lot of people who believe that.
And the only reason that they believe that is because Trump keeps saying that.
Well, it's not just that, though.
Too, I feel.
Yeah, it's not just
so
that.
So many people regurgitate other people's opinions rather than looking up the facts themselves, especially when it comes to social media.
And I think there's also real evidence that real people who are thinking people... See, one of the saddest things for me about watching all this go down is that I believe in my heart that there was some wrongdoing during this election.
I don't disagree with you. You've
and now
say
we're never
going
to get to the bottom of it because we had Yahoos who decided that it would be a great idea.
Why
to
are we not
going
to get to the bottom of it? Why are they? Do they have to be separate? Why do they have to be together?
Because the legal cases have been tossed out, and now I don't think anyone's going to pursue it.
That's
further.
Also one of those fake narratives. Yeah. The only reason that it's been tossed out is because they haven't had time to build the case. I mean, it takes years to build a case like the one that people
that's
are talking
sure.
about.
Yeah.
And
right,
so
but
I don't think anyone's going to pursue
been
it further.
Adjudicator, girl, which has been thrown out by Trump judges because there's a process.
Wasn't
and
there
so
a process that was started to have an election commission set up to investigate?
But that was ruined yesterday by people breaking into the Capitol.
Why was it ruined? Why are they
because
tied together?
Part of the thing that they could have come up with yesterday is doing a 10-day pause on certifying the results. They
yeah, they totally derailed that.
Also, they screwed themselves then.
Well, if it was them, whoever it was, these people that break in blew everything.
But in the meantime, we need not to forget, that's a double negative, that the system is broken and it needs an examination and a fix. It's been broken for decades.
You're not going to get one under the new administration?
Well, I would like to not think that was the case.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Washington, D.C. police said late Wednesday that a security breach at the U.S. Capitol resulted in four deaths, including an unarmed woman who had been shot by Capitol Police. At least 52 arrests were made. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said there will be an extension of the public emergency for the next 15 days.
It gives me the authority to restrict the movement of D.C. residents for an extraordinary event. And so what we do by extending this public emergency by 15 days, in addition to allowing me to organize the operations of our government, we want to put everybody on notice that some extraordinary act by the government that could restrict their movement or their business may be necessary.
The woman shot and killed by Capitol Police has been identified as a 14-year Air Force veteran. Ashley Babbitt was from San Diego, California. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Stop the Steal protest in Washington, D.C. Wednesday turned violent on Capitol Hill. It was stormed by mobs as the Electoral College votes were being certified by lawmakers. Lifelong Georgian from Dalton and former U.S. Marine tells Fox News, protesters have rights, but this went too far.
The worst part about this is I know those people that were there. They're all over my social media. I hang out with them. I go hunting with them. They're passionate and they're mad and they're angry and they have the right to be. But that right stops when you enforce your will on someone else, which is the only sacred promise our government has, is to give us security. No guarantees, just security. And that was breached yesterday. I want to know what happened in the election. I want to know what happened here in Georgia. But I can tell you, I witnessed three votes when I went to the ballot box. Two of them were for Ossoff. It blows my mind, but I saw it happen. I know those people weren't made up out of thin air. They were real people. They spoke with a twang. They were Southerners. They made that decision. I don't agree with it. I want to have a conversation with them before we get to 2022 because I think I can win them over. But I can't win them over storming the Capitol. Who do you win over turning to violence? You don't win over anyone. So to everyone that was there yesterday, I applaud your exercise of free speech. But that stops the moment you try to breach a building with violence and anger.
Mr. Jones lost his legs at the knees when he stepped on an improvised explosive device in 2010 in the Safar Bazaar in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thirty-four after the hour here on the DJV program. All right, so I'm looking around at all. Can I tell you what has surrounded me? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I have my catalogs for seeds, and so at the I was just this is actually pretty funny.
Is this now the time to buy seeds and then
yes.
Plant in the spring? Is that the
yes.
process?
Okay. Yeah. And that's really what kind of, we get ourselves so down our shoulders. We're carrying the weight of the world. What's going on in Congress? What's going on in Washington? What this, that, and the other thing? COVID this and COVID that. So I find that relief always comes at this time of year after the holidays, the brightness of the new year. It's like the sun shining on me and on the farm when I get all these, I have four different catalogs. And so I've been spending, when I get off the air after I do my radio work, I have a meal. And I sit down and I'll have soup or something and go through these catalogs. And so I was trying to figure out what the right kind of cabbage was to buy yesterday.
You actually grow produce?
Yeah, yeah, I have a big garden.
Oh, I never knew that. Oh, I never knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
his
no, I have a
favorite
time
of year. He always talks about his seed catalog.
Yeah,
I'm
big.
Excited.
Matter of fact, on the...
Why did you choose cabbage?
Because cabbage...
I did with the seed with the Sears catalog long ago. With the
yeah.
Dog
well, these... the Fedco catalog looks just like the old Sears catalog, actually. It's like on newspaper, and it's hundreds of pages of specified tomatoes... And there are 12 pages of different kinds of tomatoes, and then there's another 10 pages on different types of potatoes, 4 pages of radishes, and 6 pages on peas that you can buy, kale, all of that stuff. So if you have, my garden's about a quarter of an acre, and it's really something that I take great pride in because it's kind of fun. I just like to watch things grow. That's been my whole thing all my life. Watch the animals grow. Watch all of us grow physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's what life is all about, as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, on the American Family Farmer Show this week, find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I had a conversation with a lady who is running a farm down in, I think it was West Virginia, Victoria, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken, she's in the, I think it was West Virginia. Yeah,
yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got into a discussion about where carrot seeds come from.
Riveting.
Because, it was kind of riveting. If you want to know about things, how things work, that's the problem today. Nobody knows how things work. Can't fix your own car. You don't know how to fix the toaster. You don't know how to do anything. So in terms of growing, I admitted that I didn't know where carrot seeds came from because I'm not a produce guy. I'm basically... a dairy guy. Yeah, ask me something about a cow, and I can tell you the story of a cow. How do you get the horns off? You know, what does it mean if they have 108-degree temperature or whatever it is? But in terms of carrots, I never really knew where those little... Have you ever looked at a carrot seed? The carrot seed's just a little...
I've never seen a carrot seed. Yeah. I'm assuming they come from the green part of the carrot.
Yeah, but it has to be dried... And you know, kind of, you wouldn't see them if you were looking for them. That's the thing. And beet seeds the same way.
I always try to grow carrots, but I don't think I dig a deep enough hole or something. I always have, like, these little mini carrots.
Well, the ground, you have to dig a deep hole, Jennifer, but the ground has to be soft underneath for the carrot to go down. It's a root, so it's got to be able to go down. It's like a potato or beets or any of those things.
Does it start out as, like, a bulb?
What, beets?
No, they're seeds.
No. Okay. They're little eensy teensy. It sounds like Jay, you're a gardener. You were talking about the
Me?
Size of the seed. Right. Did you say carrot seeds?
No,
carrot
I said that. They're tiny.
Yeah, no, I have a black thumb, not a green thumb. I kill everything. I try. It doesn't work. Doug, you can
really?
Help me, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to help you out. Anyway, so I'm off on that tangent because it's a respite. It's a place to go. When you do this sort of thing for a living, you're confronted by all of this stuff, all of us. Jennifer is all day long. And Victoria, Jennifer is on the air 7 hours a day during this program, her morning program in Los Angeles, an afternoon program out in the Inland Empire. So she's talking about this stuff all day long. You can't escape it. And then she goes and runs a radio, an audio radio system with her father. So she's confronted with it all day long. Victoria is producing this program, so she's confronted with it all day long. Jay, as the social media coordinator, is looking at the stuff and responses and things all day long that pertain to this. And, you know, I am, because I pay a lot of attention, pretty much everything that I'm exposed to during the day makes it onto the air one way or another in some thought or some, you know, inference. And so when you've had enough... At least for me, my respite is the seed catalog. What's yours? That's maybe a good question that we would ask, Jay. What is your? How do you find relief from all of this? Because that's really, do you turn the television off? Do you not engage in conversation about it? Do you go work out at the gym? Do you have a big meal? What do? To get your mind off of all this crap. Because that's, I mean, we are, it's,
For a lot of people, especially in 2020, and everyone was home for such a long time, a lot of people turned to home gardening. You know, my brother and sister-in-law have a big organic garden in their backyard, and they've had it for, you know, a few years now. But they, when they went to garden centers to buy more, I don't know what you buy, dirt, I don't know. But when they went to buy whatever you need to buy
for your
garden.
What are you going to buy? You can buy. Yeah, where do we go? That's so funny. So it's spoken like the true city girl. Why do they buy dirt?
Is there a special name for it? I don't know. Well, they have a raised garden, so
raised
they have
bed?
To fill it with soil. Soil, okay.
Well, there are soil elements. There are things that
they
you
had
the
to buy something special.
Add.
I remember that. Yeah. It's all organic.
Dried manure.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
But everything was sold out. So every time they would try to replenish or even buy seeds, which I guess would have been last spring, right, as the pandemic kind of blew up, every garden center that they went to or tried to buy stuff online, everything was sold out. And the answer was, you know, when they said, well, is it going to be back in stock? And everyone just kept telling them, this has become the number one hobby in America. Yeah. Everybody is starting their own garden or trying to grow something at home. And it's very relaxing. There are a lot of studies that show that people who garden have much lower blood pressure than people who don't. And it's like lower levels of stroke and heart disease. There's a lot of health benefits to it.
There are a lot of, that's one of the reasons people say to me, you work so hard. I don't feel like the farm, it's physical work, and sometimes depending on how difficult it is to get around government BS, that makes it work. But the actual tasks with the animals and making hay and the things that I do on my farm, I find them to be very relaxing, actually. Unless I'm up against the clock or the weather is going to be changing quickly, I got to bale 400 bales of hay in an hour and a half. That sometimes is a little, there's a little bit of stress connected to that. But otherwise, it's a fabulous way. And we're so disconnected here in our country now from the source of food, as is demonstrated and exemplified by what we went through last March when all the food was gone. Everybody says, where's the food? And it took months. But finally, many Americans figured out the food's on the farm. So why do we go to the grocery store? Let's go to the farm.
Yep.
And so as a result
farmers
of that, farms
are selling out, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My guy up the street who has the truck farm, he grew twice as much produce this year as he has ever grown, had the best year he's ever had, and he ran out of food. Every single thing that he had, people were taking. He had thousands of people come. I used to have that when we'd have an event on the farm, on my farm. And we have, you know, the ice cream and stuff like that, but he really had a very successful year because people in the area, we're in a very suburban area where there's not a lot of farming like this, and so people are going to search you out. And if you have a plot, maybe grow a few things every year, and if you have a young child, like Jay has a six-month-old baby named Mac, when he gets a little older, that's what we've done. I gave Miles remember we talked about that Let Us Grow pyramid.
Yeah,
and
I
we
love
had
mine.
Those all over. I gave one to everybody except Victoria didn't have a porch, so she didn't get one. But Miles has become fascinated watching stuff grow. And every day, whenever I call him, Gramps, look at what's growing now. They put peas in there and lettuce in there and strawberries and he watches them grow, and he's learned so much for a kid who's just turned six. He knows a lot about that part of the world, which I guess is important because it's important to my part of the world, and his mother grew up around it, so it's important to her. As it turns out, his father didn't, and so he's learning with Miles, and they share their experiences watching things grow. But what could be more important or more valuable than having that? So maybe I'll see if I can get one of those for you, Jay, and when Mac gets a little older, we can kind of figure out how things grow. And using this, you can't have anything but a green thing. It's almost foolproof.
I want this. Yeah.
I need
Let
help.
Us grow. I'm not getting paid to say this, but the guy, I interviewed him. Actually, I think I met him, Victoria, as a result of him being on the farm show, American Farming.
I found him because his now ex-wife is Zooey Deschanel, the actress.
Right. That
and
was
so
it,
while
yes.
they were married, I read about her having this company. And so when they divorced, he kept the company, so he's still running it. But it seems like it's a great idea and an easy way to kind of grow everything in a. I think you hang it, right? Doesn't it hang?
No, you just put it. There are three
it's
or
like
four
a
levels.
Oh,
it's
a stand. Okay.
You put outside, like you've got it on your porch, Jennifer.
I've got
miles
it with my other fruits and vestibles that I grow in my garden. I have it on my spare lot. It looks great.
Yeah, right instead of that old car that used to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. No, that's true. That's a true story. There
my
was an old station
car.
Wagon. Yeah, it was sitting on that
it's
lot.
Classic. People used to ask me to buy it all the time.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You know, while we're talking about what soothes your spirit, we posted yesterday after our conversation with Lauren Eckstein, the pet guy. Jay, I think you've got some people there who've responded. You asked whether or not birds made good pets, and we talked to Warren about that. What'd you get from...
On Facebook, Janet Matson says birds are absolutely good pets. As kids, they had this one bird, a green parakeet named Button, and then they bought another one for their girls when they were small, and he talked all the time, and then they got another one. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that one, Barney, they had it stay with the neighbor while they went out of town, and the neighbor left the door open.
Yeah,
and didn't realize that the bird would fly out the door because that's what birds do. But, yeah, Janet was like, no, birds are absolutely amazing pets.
Yeah, Janet is one of our favorites. She always is commenting on all kinds of things that we're doing. You also asked yesterday, after working from home most of the year, would you quit your job or forced to go back? We had that conversation. What sort of – did you find more people to say yes or no to that?
What's really funny is this was posted on both Facebook and Twitter, at DJV Show is where you can find it, and everybody who commented on Twitter said absolutely not. They would not quit their job, you know, once being forced to go back home. It's just kind of the reality. And on Twitter, everybody said yes.
Isn't that interesting? It's an age thing, right? I mean, really and truly, Facebook is for older people mostly, and Twitter is for younger people. Right?
Yep.
And that's, I would say, that's how I'd interpret that. Younger people said yes, and older people said no.
And more people on Twitter tend, like when you look at the demographics of different things, and Jay, you know, this is your area here, but more people on Twitter tend to have different types of jobs than Facebook people who are super active. So, you know, there is an age thing, but there's also like a tech component too sometimes. So, the tech jobs were the ones, they were the ones who said emphatically that they would quit the job if they weren't allowed to work remotely from home. Mm-hmm. So there could also be an extra layer of that too, which is interesting.
Well, and based on what they do, they can probably more easily go find more work from home jobs.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's a consultant nowadays anyway.
All right. There you go. All right. And also we posted my definition of service, which you might want to check out at djvshow.com. All right. Dr. Ken... And his experience getting vaccinated is the subject matter of our most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So if you're curious as to how a doctor got his vaccination, what he went through, what basically he experienced, how it all fit in his office down in Florida, you can check it out. He describes in detail getting the shots. Also, spent some time explaining the differences between COVID and SARS. And there's lots of other info. There always is. Very good for your health. GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to RocketMortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any two ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1/9/21. Limit 4. Curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40 and rewards for details.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can't. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing, matter license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Moving into questions for Dr. Ken now, it's time for us to take a few questions from you, questions that I've come up with, questions that are in general aimed at getting a broader scope because we spend so much time on COVID. Here's one about your heart health as you get older. If you are good at maintaining your heart health, what happens to your risk of getting dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff, Ken?
Well, the good news is you dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia if you maintain your heart health. So we're talking about watching blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, not smoking, all of the things that the heart doctor harps on to keep you healthy and have as little heart disease as possible. We also know the added benefits is it lowers the risk of stroke. And the news this week, it was published in PLOS Medicine, is it dramatically lowers the dementia risk.
Mm-hmm. And so dementia and Alzheimer's together, which comes first? Is it dementia brings on Alzheimer's? Is that the chicken and the egg? I've forgotten which comes first.
Dementia is just a big grab bag, and Alzheimer's is one particular type of dementia.
So how come we never hear about other types of dementia? It's usually dementia and Alzheimer's mentioned in the same breath.
You don't hang out with enough neurologists, or you would.
Thanks, I'll pass on that. I had my brush with the neurologist after my TIA, and that was enough for me. Although it's good to know that the neurologist helped me understand, this is good for everybody, anybody who's had a TIA, and maybe we'll spend a minute or two on that, the essence of what the review is about, having MRIs and MRAs and CAT scans and talking to cardiologists and neurologists. And so when I went through all of that, I passed in flying colors, but it was interesting as we were talking about the various things that happen in one's brain. if you don't have good circulation in your brain, there are a lot of things, in other words, that will add up to you're being susceptible to dementia, and one wonders if there are more these days than there used to be, or is it just we're living longer, and so it shows up more?
All of the above, but definitely just like we have more heart disease because of diabetes and obesity, I think we're having more dementia because of obesity, circulation issues, and people are living earlier, are living longer. Smoking certainly has a role also.
Yeah. So this week, you and I have had a lot of conversation about the results of the TIA, and I had for a month, a monitor on me. I didn't talk much about it on the air. Every once in a while, I think I did. It was uncomfortable. It was unpleasant because it was obnoxiously. I think you did tell me. I didn't talk to you on the air, but it wrapping around my neck and around other parts of my body. And so now that's over, and you studied the results, and it appears I had some sort of an episode. Some might call it thrombosis, arterial, whatever. The risk of having fibrillations in my family, you've told us about that, because I have been very open about this, and I give you permission in the HIPAA department to talk about me. You kind of scared the hell out of me this week after the results of that test by suggesting I need to go on Eliquis and kind of change, for the reasons you just enumerated a few minutes ago, the bruises and bumps and stuff. If I'm on that rather than a regular blood thinner, I'm more susceptible, and so are, I mean, there got to be millions of people on this thing now, right? It's been tested and proven
Right. Big picture. You know, since I was a young boy growing up with a nurse, I've been around healthcare for a long time. You know, 40 plus years been around the healthcare world. And what I have observed, big picture, Doug, is, you know, unfortunately, people get things, the people who accept them the best and then try to make personal adjustments and then make the best of it with their lifestyle, do the best long term, regardless of what the diagnosis is. And when you have a TIA, it's a warning that a big stroke is likely going to occur if we don't make a modification. And then we did a lot of detective work trying to look for a cause of why you had a TIA. We found atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal in burst, and now we need you on anticoagulation to avoid a stroke.
All right, so there you go. And am I happy about it? No. But am I going to do it? Yes, because it seems to be the best course of action, and certainly because I trust Ken, I'm going to do what he recommends. But is it something that I'm really excited about doing? No, not at all. But listen, it's part of, Ken has said, it's part of the graceful aging process that we all need to go through. There it is. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food, food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.